Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A lot of homeowners love their lush green front and backyard lawns. Most of the time, the choice is between Kentucky bluegrass or turf-type tall fescue. On today's Almanac, Bob Hendrickson from the Nebraska Forest Service talks about some alternatives and not necessarily replacing your entire lawn, but to be utilized where grass struggles to grow.
Yeah, lawn alternatives is really kind of a buzz phrase now. People are using basically converting areas that were once lawn into something that isn't lawn, right? So it can mean a lot of different things to people. It could just be a flower bed, right? A cut flower bed or an herb garden or something like that. I think when people say lawn alternative, what comes to mind is, you mean I walk on it like a lawn or I mow it like a lawn? No, it's not like that. And really where this movement is taking place a lot of times is underneath big overstory trees or very shady areas. And those areas have, as we all hopefully know by now, are difficult to grow grass under, right? So rather than trying to grow grass, we could either do a ground cover under there. You know, there's a number of woodland ground covers. But really, one thing that's been a movement are native sedges. And native sedges are in the genus Carex, C-A-R-E-X. And the sedges that I'm talking about aren't the yellow nut sedge. That's a lowly weed that was introduced from Europe that everybody knows about that gets in their lawn. These are bunch-type grass-looking plants. And there's like six of them that are really good for your woodland. They kind of grow like these dainty clumps, if you will, maybe about 12 inches tall. There's one called Rosy Sedge. There's one called Longbeak Sedge. There's Oak Sedge, Pennsylvania Sedge. These are all tough plants that really tolerate dry shade. That's what I like about them. When I have them at home, I have them planted about 2 feet apart, and you have this nice clump coming up that forms this fine textured fountain-like look. And then between those clumps, you can plant, you know, bulbs. It could be daffodils or crocus, or it could be some native plants like wild columbine or woodland phlox or something like that. And these tufts of grass really look attractive in the garden with their fine texture. More importantly, they're extremely drought tolerant, so they don't take supplemental irrigation, don't need it. So you can have a very drought-tolerant landscape that's very resilient. And what's more, as the leaves fall off those trees, they kind of nestle in between those clumps and create nature's mulch. So we often talk about leaving the leaves now for wildlife, and that's mainly so overwintering beneficial insects are overwintering in that leaf litter. But a lot of times it's like, well, how do I create a landscape that can capture those leaves so I don't have to rake them up and it looks unattractive, right? Well, these things nestle in between these clumps of sedge, and it just looks like a nice uniform landscape. I think changing folks' mindset, going just from strictly mowed grass, that you can give it a clean look, let's put it this way. It doesn't have to look very wild. And what I say is create a bed, create a border. It could be kidney bean shaped, it could be square, it could be round, whatever, around the drip line of your tree, right? Where the leaves are coming out, where the leaves end, that could kind of mark where your bed begins, right? And what I like using is a garden hose to kind of lay it out, to outline my bed, to show myself, okay, here's where I want it. Anything outside that bed could remain your mowed grass. And then every year, you know, that's really easy to take care of. I don't have to mow it. I don't have to water it. I don't have to rake it. Basically, what I'm after, Brad, is those spaces underneath our trees, what's going to assure that tree for its long-term survival? What's going to help that tree? And that's eliminating compaction, eliminating grass competition. The plants underneath there, those native sedges and whatnot, are much more conducive to the root system of that tree than turf will ever be. So it's a good long-term strategy for the health of an overstory mature tree, too.
Bob will return on a future program to discuss more alternatives to turf. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.